Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. On his first full day in office, President Trump was grilled about issuing 1,500 pardons to January 6 convicts.
These people have already served years in prison, and they've served them viciously. It's a disgusting prison. It's been horrible. It's inhumane. It's been a terrible, terrible thing.
Attorneys general from 22 states, Washington, D.C., and San Francisco are all suing the administration over Trump's executive order that will try to end birthright citizenship in the United States. Portland, Oregon police looking for the group of hooded and masked individuals who broke dozens of windows and painted anti-government graffiti on the county elections building before dawn on Monday. Ichiro Suzuki, CeCe Sabathia, and Billy Wagner have been elected to the Baseball's Hall of Fame. They'll be inducted July 27th along with sluggers Dave Parker and the late Dick Allen. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin's minimum wage will remain at $7.25 per hour and $2.33 per hour for tipped workers as residents see neighboring states implement increased wage floors. With the start of the new year, neighboring Minnesota, Illinois, and Michigan have announced increases to their minimum wages, including tipped workers. In Wisconsin, however, the minimum wage has not increased since 2009. U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics data also shows the 2009 minimum wage change would be equivalent to nearly $11 today if it kept up with inflation. Legal challenges regarding bills signed into law in the final days of former Governor Scott Walker's time in office will soon be heard by the state Supreme Court. Attorney General Josh Call is asking the court to rule on the so-called lame duck laws, which removed power from Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Call and gave the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee more control over the filing of civil lawsuits and distribution of settlement funding. A previous related ruling found the committee had been overstepping its authority. A Spooner man has been sentenced after his conviction for operating while intoxicated with a minor passenger in the vehicle. According to court documents, 37-year-old Anthony Kaprowski was arrested in November of 2023 after driving to the Washburn County Sheriff's Office jail to pick up another intoxicated individual who had been arrested earlier. When he arrived, law enforcement authorities noticed he was also intoxicated and had driven to the facility with a 6-year-old in the car. Kaprowski pleaded guilty in a plea deal. A Barron County man was arrested on Monday after being accused of assaulting his mother, leaving her seriously injured. According to the Cumberland Police Department, officers responded to the scene after a man requested a welfare check for his wife at around 9:30 a.m., saying he was on the phone with his wife when he heard screaming and the call disconnected. When officers arrived, the woman told them her son had assaulted her and she was taken to the hospital with critical injuries. Devin Baldwin was arrested and formal charges are pending. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers West Coast trip continues when they play at UCLA tonight. The Badgers now ranked 18th in the nation. Marquette now 10th ranked after losing to Xavier over the weekend. They're on the road tonight against Seton Hall. NFL, the Chicago Bears have hired Ben Johnson as their new head coach. The 38-year-old Johnson has been an assistant with the Lions for the past 6 seasons and has served as offensive coordinator there the past 3. And would the Packers trade for a veteran player on the backside of his career to help out with their pass rush? Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
I don't particularly want to see somebody on the backside of their career. I don't think that's something I'd be particularly interested in. I mean, how old was Reggie White when Ron signed him? I mean, he was in his 30s, I believe, but he wasn't on the backside of his career by any means, So I think it just depends on the player and what you think he has in front of him.
Reggie White was 32 when they signed him. The Raiders' Max Crosby is 27. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered flurries, temperatures rising up above zero in the overnight. For tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day, still some flurries, not as cold, highs mid-20s. Colder again for Thursday, mostly sunny and a high only in the low teens, but warming back up for the weekend. Currently, it's 2 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it?
I mean, things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild joins as co-host. We will preview Governor Evers' State of the State address. Plus, if the 14th Amendment can be overturned by executive order, what about the first or second? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who loves the sin but hates the sinner, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. We are broadcasting statewide here in the beautiful state of Wisconsin from beautiful downtown Green Bay on this frigid night. It is negative one out. That's the high. Daniel from Menasha, he's in the 920, says Nicolas Cage and Longlegs should get a Razzie. They should have just hired Emo Phillips in his place. Look at Daniel tying all the topics together tonight. We were talking about the Razzies before, and now we're talking about Meet the Parents, which the original was financed by Emo Phillips. And if Daniel didn't know that before sending that text, that's even more impressive. Annie from Watertown says, she's in the 920, says, former comedian, does that mean he's not funny anymore? Very funny, Annie. No, Greg is still very funny. He is not a traveling comedian anymore. He just writes movies. And finally, Tom in New Berlin says, it's grueling sometimes, but the extreme cold kills things that need to die, like box elder larvae. It's cleansing. The extreme cold is cleansing. That's a serious silver lining, Tom. Thank you for the text, and keep them coming. Extreme heat or extreme cold, what do you prefer? Right now, joining me here on the show is author Laura Enright. She wrote the book, The Meet the Parents Story, and I'm also, do we still have Greg?
Yeah, I'm here.
Greg is here. Greg Gliana is
I'm in the back of a car with Jim Vincent. We're about to go to a cigar store in beautiful Des Plaines.
Oh, you're in the Midwest, Greg. Okay.
Yeah, nice. I am.
I know you love the cold.
Don't you see him? I'm wearing a heavy coat.
Say hi to Jim for me. Jim was the producer of Greg's Meet the Parents. So we've got a whole big thing happening here. It's kind of fun. Greg, did you ever explore legal action when it came to, you know, what happened with you in regard to the script?
No, I probably should have, but. No.
You know, that's just what they're counting on, Greg.
I know.
Laura, how do you get people to see the book? How do you?
And by the way, Pete,
yeah.
Trump just pardoned Universal. So
from the Meet the Parents. That's less egregious than some of the pardons. how do you guys get eyes on the book? How do you get people to find it? Even though it's about a famous movie, is it still hard to find buyers?
We go on your show. Like,
yeah, there you go.
You mean like a publisher or the customers?
Customers. Like, well, first of all, I'm sure it's tough to get a publisher, but maybe it wasn't because of the subject matter of this very popular movie. But also, how do you get people's eyes on the webpage where you can buy it? Or is that the job of the publisher?
Well, it's sort of what you're finding in publishing. It's more and more the job of the author, unless you're like Stephen King or something, and then
yeah,
they do it for him. But it's a matter of using social media and like doing shows like this. And this is writing is part of the work, and then the business, the job of the business comes along with marketing.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's interesting.
Yeah, it is. Greg, I know you're on your way to smoke a cigar. We light it up here every night. We just picked up a cigar sponsor, which I'm very excited for. Overall, what, like, when it comes to this experience, and maybe this book is like putting a bow tie on the whole process for you, but where do you stand? Are you angry, grateful, somewhere in the middle with the whole experience?
I will be grateful and happy when I can release my film. Until then, no.
And where does that stand, by the way?
The film is in my drawer. That's where we stand.
It's under Greg's tidy whities. Yeah. How do you get, like, but you said people can see it on YouTube, right? The original Meet the Parents?
If you, no longer on YouTube, but I think it's on something called the Wayback Machine.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, you can. Oh. Yes, you can. There's a way to see it if you dig through the internet, I think.
All right, if you get a chance.
Every so often, somebody pops it on YouTube, like, you know, and then you'll see in the comments, I forgot how funny this film was. And but it's every so often you can catch it on, like, if somebody puts it up there.
Okay. Well, that's
I should just put it back on YouTube. I had it on at one time. I took it off, but I wonder if I should just put it up again, you know?
I mean, I've told people to find it there just because I think it's so funny. I mean, what's the worst they could do is just tell you to take it down?
Yeah.
Yeah. No harm, no foul, right? Mm-hmm. You guys, this has been fun. Laura, I wanted to ask you, you wrote another book called Chicago's Most Wanted, the top 10 book of murderous mobsters. Well, this is such a different book compared to that. Like, what do you typically like to write about? Are you more like vampires, mobsters, or Hollywood?
All sorts. I mean, I like both. I like fiction and nonfiction. And okay. I got into nonfiction with that book, in fact, hoping to get my foot in the door with publishing. And I just fell in love with the idea of researching and nonfiction. So I really do like writing both.
Well, another time I'll have to have you back. I'm kind of fascinated by the mafia, and we've had guests on the show before talking about the mob. So let's keep each other's contact info. I'd love to talk to you about that. And who doesn't like a little vampire talk from time to time? So
vampires.
Yeah. Hey, guys, this was fun. Greg, great to connect as always. Jim, drive carefully or ride safely, I should say. It was good to talk to you guys. And Laura, thank you so much. Nice to meet you. And thanks for your time. You guys all have a great night.
Thank
all right,
you.
Bye.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. You too. See you later.
Bye, Grace.
All right. That's Greg Liana, Jim Vincent, and Laura Enright. That was interesting. So check out the book, The Meet the Parents Story. You can get it on Amazon, I saw, as well as a host of other websites. It should be a good read. And I've heard these stories all through the years. I'll probably still pick up the book and check it out. The text line, Tom from New Berlin says, cold. And I think he's choosing cold, not just saying it's cold outside. Yes, Tom. So Tom is only like one of two or three people that's picked cold so far. Everybody else is extreme heat. They're opting for extreme heat.
I think it's just a situation we're in right now, you know?
Yeah, it could be. Another text from the 608 says, you can't live without some type of heat. You can cool with water. And that's what we said earlier in the show, 608. I don't know if you were listening. The options were you could have extreme cold with layers, blankets, what have you. And if you chose extreme heat, you could have a lake nearby. But still.
This was just for one day, right?
No, permanently.
Okay, maybe I'll change it to one day. Permanent.
Yeah, I don't know. If it's permanent, I'd still have to go extreme heat. Okay, so we have a clip that is one of my favorite clips. It was Rainn Wilson's birthday yesterday. And this is just this is the Dwight character in a nutshell. He and Angela are dating on The Office. Angela asks Dwight, the farmer, who, to quote Michael Scott, said, I don't want to wake up in the morning and see you brushing your teeth with butter and clay. But Angela, Dwight goes to check on Angela's cat, and now he's filling her in on what he saw.
Hey, Dee.
Hey, Monkey, what's up?
Can you do me a little favor? Go to my place at lunch and give Sprinkles her medicine?
Sure.
I have to visit the Alky.
Check to see if she's faking. If a car hit me, it wouldn't crack my pelvis. You know what?
I bet you cracked it at home. Jumped in front of the car to get some workers' comp.
I wouldn't put it past her.
So what do you need me to do?
I wrote it out. Mm-hmm. There's a diabetes shot. Roll the insulin in your hands. Don't shake it. She gets an ACE inhibitor with her meal. If you have to put her right in front of the dish, or she won't see it because of the cataracts. Mix one capsule of omega fatty acid in with her kidney medicine. And you want to give that to her 15 minutes after she's eaten. And, oh, there's a fungal cream because she has this infection under her tail. So you're going to have to lift her tail and put the cream right at the base of her tail. Hey.
Hey, monkey.
Any problems?
Well, you left the TV on, and your cat is dead.
What?
Sparkles, the white one, is dead.
Sprinkles.
That was the sick one, right?
I thought she had more time.
No.
Did she look? When you saw her, how was she looking?
Really dead. Like just a dead cat. So, hey, come on. Don't be sad. Just, okay? She's in a better place.
All right.
Actually, the place that she's in is the freezer because of the odor.
He put her in the freezer, and then later she saw that the ice was ripped open and the cat was like struggling to get out, like it wasn't quite dead. Dwight just wanted to end the suffering, and he used the excuse that he's a farmer. He wanted just to put her down. Oh, God, that's one of my favorite office scenes ever. The Hollywood Reporter put out the Razzies, as I mentioned before. Our question, by the way, just to reiterate, is what do you prefer, extreme heat or extreme cold? Let's say you did not have access to a heater or air conditioning. Would you take 90 and humid over 0 degrees? Or does 0 degrees sound not so bad? And the caveats we put in the question were like, you could have layers if it was extreme cold, or you could have like a lake and some water to cool yourself and keep yourself hydrated if you chose hot. So let us know what you think. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Text us on the app or on the stream, but just text us. We love reading your texts on the radio. In regard to the Razzies, screen combo, these are the great categories that I love in the Razzies. Any two obnoxious characters, but especially Jack Black. Was he in Borderlands?
Jack Black?
Yeah.
I don't believe so, no.
I don't know what that means then. Any two unfunny comedic actors on Frosted? Ooh. The entire cast of Megalopolis, Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga, Dennis Quaid and Penelope Ann Miller as Ronnie and Nancy.
Oh, yes, Jack Black was in it. Sorry.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. So they must mean Kevin Hart and Jack Black, right?
I think so then.
Oh, God, that's like when they're going out of a way to design a category just to put two people they didn't like in it. Oh, it's this is the two obnoxious characters.
like I said before, it's just Kevin Hart trying to be funny in it. Like, it just never landed, I felt.
Terrible.
Like.
Yeah. And Reagan got really bad reviews, like totally panned, but audiences loved it, probably because they liked Ronald Reagan. Megalopolis, written by a Hollywood legend who put $100 million of his own money in, got panned. It's getting a Razzie. Like, if you're Francis Ford Coppola, you're probably like thinking, well, critics didn't like it. Hopefully it'll just fly under the radar. Nope, Razzie. When we come back, folks, after a very short break, Mason Hutchinson will be in the studio. He's an herbalist. And if you're like me, you want to know more about herbs. I want to know what an herbalist does. He's got a great podcast. They do real cool work with the community. And he's going to tell us a little bit about what they do. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
The Badgers.
Beats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This message is sponsored by Wiscaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wiscaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free. Plus, earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at Wiscaregiver.com.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
There's a problem that there's iron bark in buildings, weights and pulleys, feathers hit the ground before the weight can
be. Got great text tonight on our question. Jack from Aramac says, as a former professional lifeguard who's also climbed mountains, humble brag, Jack. I love it. I've never, Conrad, you ever climbed a mountain?
Yeah, those little like hills.
Not mounts, not mounds, mountains.
Then I can't say.
Jack's climbed mountains. That's pretty cool. As a former professional lifeguard who's also climbed mountains, I'd say cold is worse. I'm with you, Jack. He says, I was fine with days at a time in 90 plus degree heat with a cap and swimsuit. The cap. What year was this, Jack? I love it. But there were mountain conditions I've been in above zero where after a time, almost regardless of what you wore, you could die from hypothermia. Everybody is basically choosing heat. That's a great text. Thank you, Jack. Bridget from the 818 says, that was the strangest looking interview with Greg. My volume was turned down because I was talking on the phone to my son. I was only watching and he was walking in a house when it was dark in the car. Then a close-up of his ear. Wild. And he's a director.
Yeah, I switched it off when I saw the ear.
Bridget got carsick. She says, extreme heat. I do not like to be cold. I'm with you, Bridget. And finally, from the 608, I thought that CBD would have cannabis. I think this is a question for our next guest, who I will introduce right now without further ado. Mason Hutchinson joins me now on Nightlight in the studio, which I always appreciate. He is the founder of HerbRally.com, and you are an herbalist, correct?
Yeah, I would say I identify that way for sure, although a lot of my peers, I would say, are a lot more, say, on the clinical side, but my whole life revolves around plants, herbalism, et cetera. So HerbRally, what we are is we're a community hub for the herbal community. Okay. So really what we do is we're trying to promote this whole lifestyle as consuming herbs, having relationships with plants, and so on. So, yeah.
When you say relationships with plants, you're not talking about anything weird.
Borderline sounds hippy-dippy, if you will. But once you kind of start going out and, you know, old growth forests, say I'm from Oregon, all right? So you guys are talking about like the cold out here. I'm acclimating to the weather out here. But I have a lot of, say, these quote-unquote relationships with the plants because when you're going out there and you guys were talking about hiking and everything. So once you're going out there and you're just like botanizing, you're spending time with the plants, you develop these relationships with them. You tend to you start to become fond of them. It's kind of a borderline spiritual experience in some ways. Depending on how you want to view that, but yeah, absolutely. You're developing these relationships with the plants, so to speak.
Very interesting. And is that how you would identify? And Jack from Merrimack was our mountain climber, so he might be able to relate to what you're saying. But is that how you identify what an herbalist is? Just someone who has a relationship with plants? I always figured, like, in the research I've done, just like you get herbs, you put them in a bottle, and you use them for cooking.
Yeah.
But you're saying it's more people that have a relationship with nature or plant life?
It's very much a broad term. You're right. Yeah. There's so many different ways to be an herbalist. And for the longest time, I was very shy about calling myself an herbalist because I was like, oh, well, I'm not seeing clients. I'm not helping them with their health issues. But I'm the type of herbalist that is helping spread the good word as far as like creating this community around herbalism and so on. So yeah, there's lots of different ways to be an herbalist. You could be a chef, you could be a forager, you could be a purveyor of organic herbs and spices, that kind of thing. So yeah, lots of different ways you could identify as an herbalist.
So for the layman like myself, you say I'm an herbalist. Yeah. And I say, what does that mean? And I know you kind of described it. You gave us the more intricate version of what that is. But in a nutshell, like how do you want to be perceived by people when you say I'm an herbalist?
It's funny because you were talking about CBD and cannabis. And a lot of times when you say, I'm into herbs, I'm into herbalism, a lot of times people think you're referring
to cannabis. A weed
dealer. Exactly. Which, you know, we're more referring to anyone who's using these plants in a, say, a medicinal way. To promote health and wellness in their lifestyle. I think it's a very inclusive term. Some people might, you know, want to be more like, oh, you have to be this certain type of herbalist, be an herbalist. But my philosophy is anyone who's using plants in their daily life is going to be considered an herbalist.
Using plants. Like, so if you have plants in your home, let's say you have, my mom has tons of flowers. She comes from I think they owned greenhouses in Ohio when she was a kid, but are they herbalists, or is it someone who has plants in your house? Are they herbalists?
Yeah, I mean, right. Like, so then you got the differentiation between house plants, and then you got, like, say, rosemary and thyme and oregano and all that stuff. But I really think that if you're using plants in your body, around your house, all of the above, that's going to – and then you want to identify as an herbalist, I would say you're an herbalist.
What if I have a lot of plants in my house and I like them? But I feel like they're out to get me, and they're bad-mouthing me constantly behind my back. What does that make me?
Is this happening to you?
All right. So tell us, is this how you make your living, Mason, more or less, just in the herb community?
Yeah, so exactly. So in 2015, I started a website. You know how there's like a websites dedicated to letting you know about what musical events are happening around the country or in your state?
Sure.
I wanted that for the herbal community. I wanted to know about the plant walks. Have you ever been on a plant walk before, Pete?
Not probably to the degree you're talking about, but I've been through like nature walks and what do they call it? Botanical gardens and stuff like that.
Yes.
And
super fun. So what I wanted to do was create a resource for not just the herbal community, but people in general, where they wanted to go find what type of herbalism events, plant walks, plant talks, et cetera, were happening at their local public library, the different conferences, et cetera. And I wanted to create a vast, large list organized by state. And so I did this way back in 2015. But to answer your question, over time, it evolved into an actual business.
Wow.
And yes, it is technically my full-time gig now. As I was telling you pre-show, I also work part-time with the Appleton Cigar Company as well. But it's for all intents and purposes. My wife and I, we met at a place called Mountain Rose Herbs in Oregon. She was a photographer. I was in marketing. And then over time, we both built this business on the side, and we were able to eventually quit our jobs and move out here.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by people that find a passion and create a career.
Isn't that crazy?
It really is. Yeah. It's inspirational. Yeah. It's like it should tell people that, you know, whatever you want to do, go make it happen. If you love something, throw yourself into it. Maybe as a hobby at first, and maybe you'll meet a great girl and move to another state and freeze your butt off. All right, Mason Hutchinson is my guest. He's an herbalist, and we're going to talk more about that when we come back, and we'll talk about his podcast. I'm going to read some more of your text. Extreme heat or extreme cold, folks? Where are you going with that? I'm extreme heat. Conrad's back and forth.
I changed my mind once it's, you know, forever.
We'll ask Mason what he thinks when we come back to. Mason Hutchinson is here from herbrally.com. We'll talk more with him. We'll read your texts, and we'll have a wonderful time staying warm indoors. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources and the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point have partnered for the LEAF program once again. The program seeks to teach students across the state about the important role forests play in sustainability, as well as about tree reproduction and seedling growth. Through the initiative, students will get hands-on experience in seed collection in the state's school forests. Those seeds will then be planted in the school forests over the coming years to ensure those forest spaces continue to grow. As Wisconsin struggles with a growing unhoused population and lack of available housing stock, rent prices are expected to continue rising as well. According to data from the real estate company Zillow, rent prices in Wisconsin are expected to increase at the 12th highest rate of any state this year. Experts say the dramatic increase in the price of a home is pushing more residents towards rental options and supply chain issues during the COVID-19.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer! To the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kavinsky, a single-game school record, 43 points.
I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Welcome to the Badger Shoot Around.
From Pauley Pavilion in Los Angeles, the Badgers concluding this two-game swing in Southern California. A very impressive win on Saturday against USC. And now it's the UCLA Bruins alongside Brian Butch. I'm Matt LePay. It was impressive on Saturday. John Tanje, the leading scorer, does not score, but the Badgers win handily. And now, Butchie, they're playing a team, UCLA, that is known first and foremost for its defense, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, they guard at an elite level, and I think that's, you know, when you look at tonight's game and what needs to happen, we've talked a lot about ball movement. I mean, this team is really good. They get it involved. They get everybody involved. But especially against this UCLA defense, they're going to have to make sure that they're making the right play, because UCLA is going to try to force you to make that tough play, and then they're going to try to force you to make a turnover. Wisconsin's been really good at limiting their turnovers. Well, UCLA forces a lot of them, so you got to make sure you're secure with the basketball.
Big time test tonight. We're about an hour away from the opening tip. As always, we'll check in with head coach Greg Gard. We'll also hear from Kamari McGee, who continues to play at a very high level. Coming up, though, as we get it rolling, Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a national scenic trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
This is the Badgers pregame show as Wisconsin takes on UCLA, the second part of this trip after an impressive performance on Saturday against USC, joined by Jesse Temple of The Athletic. So I guess the obvious question, if someone would have told you that the Badgers would go on the road playing against a team that's been playing better of late and your leading scorer got shut out, what would you think the outcome might be?
Not particularly good, but that is part of what can make this Badgers team special. It's why all five starters are averaging in double figures. And you have to start with John Blackwell, who has been absolutely phenomenal. Another 28-point game for him. I believe that's the third time this season. We've talked before, Matt, about the leap that he's made, but to go from where he was a year ago to one of the premier guards in the Big Ten as a starter speaks to the hard work that he's put in and how valuable he is to this team this season.
Yeah, without a doubt. I thought another key in that game was Max Klesman. He got going again. He's still trying to get that rhythm with the three-point shot, but he was able to, you know, get to the rim, pull up for maybe, you know, some mid-range shots too. But to get him going, an 18-point game for Wisconsin, that's a real positive sign, because moving forward, they're going to need this guy to get back to some of that form that we've seen previously with him.
Yeah, he only made 2 of 9 3-pointers, but he made all 5 of his 2-point shots and was able to affect the game in multiple ways. I like the fact that he had a couple steals, he had 4 assists, got a couple rebounds, and that's part of what can make you a really good player at a place like Wisconsin, is even if you're not having your shots fall, to do some different things. But Max is still averaging double figures in scoring, and we know how important he's going to be to this team down the stretch.
And the ongoing story, which is a real good one, of Kamari McGee, who can hit a shot and chirp at Caleb Williams sitting courtside. I was talking to him, Jesse, the other day with Kamari, and you know, he worked a lot on his shot over the summer. He's playing 22-plus minutes a game, and he says that's a big deal as well. But for him to be able to continue to knock down shots, not just threes, but he can make shots, period. The depth of this team, again, it's mid, you know, we're still in January, I get it, but the depth of this team appears to be something that they haven't had the past couple of years.
Yeah, obviously they have to stay healthy. We know what happened last season. Kamari got hurt, John got hurt, and that was problematic for the rotation. I had a chance to talk to Kamari last week as well, and one of the things he talked about was being able to adjust to the speed of what it was like in the Big Ten, because he came from Green Bay and he was asked to score. It's different when you come to a place like Wisconsin. So he's adapted to the speed. He has so much more confidence. And you're absolutely right about him being able to work on his shooting. He only made 27% from 3 a year ago. And now look at him. He's doubled that output. And it's just been so consistent. He doesn't have to be a high volume shooter, but he can come in like he did against USC and make 2 out of 3 threes and end up scoring 10 points.
The team they're playing tonight, Mick Cronin, I always thought was an interesting hire out here, because when you think UCLA, you know, or you think LA, you think the Lakers, Showtime, UCLA through the years get up and down. And that's not really how Mick Cronin plays. It's more of that Midwest grinded defensive team, similar to a lot of Wisconsin teams, I guess we've seen over the years. But I say that they hold Iowa to a low total by Iowa standards. They score into the 90s. This is, again, the second half. They've been here a while, been a few days. There's a lot of things that make this one particularly interesting, would you say?
Yeah, it's hard to figure out what to make of this UCLA team. The Bruins had lost 4 straight games and then put 94 on Iowa. Now, as Kamari can attest, perhaps Iowa doesn't necessarily want to play defense every time down the court. But at least that win probably gives the Bruins a little bit of confidence. And it would say a lot about this Wisconsin team to go out west, to have to stay there for about a week, and to come back with a couple of wins and keep this winning streak going.
this is an interesting stretch. They're in the midst of 4 out of 5 on the road. So, the winning on the road, we all know about that in the Big Ten. But if they can get through this in pretty good shape, they should feel about as good. They're in the mix right now. I mean, Michigan State still hasn't lost. Michigan's taken one. But they're still in a position to be in the thick of this.
Yeah, if Wisconsin can win, that puts the Badgers at 16-3 and 6-2 in the Big Ten. And considering the Badgers were 0-2 to start, it's about as good as you could hope for. So, yeah, even though this league has expanded to 18 teams, Wisconsin is where the Badgers have traditionally been here over the last couple of decades, near the top and with a chance to do something special down the stretch.
All right, he's Jesse Temple of The Athletic, and we continue. We'll visit with Kamari McGee on our Badger Spotlight. Back in a moment, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your Retirement Ready Toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Our pregame show continues. Time now for our Badger Spotlight as we visit with senior guard Kamari McGee. And what a season he is having, playing more than 22 minutes a game, shooting better than 55% from three, and bringing a ton of intangibles to this program this season. One of the things that everybody notices about him is the joy that he has when he's playing the game. I asked him about that in a recent conversation.
Honestly, everybody knows that I'm always smiling. So, like, that's nothing new. But especially this year, just because last year I was injured, missed a few games. And it just, like, I just thought about how basketball, how it could just be taken away, like, in a blink of an eye. So I really just wanted to make sure that I enjoy every single moment of anything that I'm doing this basketball season. If I'm sweating, super tired, like dragging, anything, I just want to make sure that I'm enjoying it. That's why I'm always smiling when I'm on the court.
You got your first, as we speak here, you're coming off a starting assignment, first time as a Badger, but started at Green Bay. You're used to starting.
When you know that, does it change anything about what you do, you know, the day, you know, day of game? Does any part of your preparation change?
Honestly, everything stays the same. Nothing changes besides me just being super happy. Like, I was just super excited that day. Like, I was just ready to get to the game. I've never been, like, that, like, eager to just get the game going. But, yeah, I was just super excited. Like, even when before they called the starting lineups, I told the guys that was start the other starters, I was like, I'm not going to lie to y'all right now and say that I'm not excited to be right here with y'all. Like, I was just super excited just to be back in that position again. And it felt amazing.
Yeah, it did. I don't know if this is superstition or not. If it is, tell me and I'll stop. But your three-point shooting is pretty hard not to notice right now, how good you are. Has there been a mechanical adjustment that you're making, any technique, or is it just you see a couple go in, confidence level rises, and you go with the flow?
Honestly, just seeing a couple go in, confidence rises, going with the flow. But I also got to give a key shout out to just the work that I put in over the offseason. You know, I just really focused in on that more than I did any other year. I just made sure, like, at the end of each workout I was doing, I would just rep threes, just rep them. Even that, when we get done with practice, no matter how long the day was, no matter how much we were on our legs, I make sure I'm shooting a lot of jumpers just to make sure I key in on just making sure that it's not going in. Just having the confidence, really, and also just playing more minutes this year allows me to get into more of a rhythm in the flow of the game. So I'm able to, you know, I may miss one, but then, okay, now I got it. I know how fast the game is being played. Like, I know when and where I can get my shots off. So just being able to get more of a rhythm, playing a little more this year is also helping that as well.
You talk about the off-season work, though. This is a message for young players, you know, who might be checking this out, this conversation. It's what you do in May, June, July, August. That's the difference maker.
That is the difference maker. It's what you do when nobody's in the gym. Because it's easy for people to get hyped up when you know there's going to be people in the gym, but it's what you do when the gym is empty. What you do when you're by yourself, when nobody's looking, like just making sure you're getting those reps in, because those reps are important come game time. No matter how far away it is from the game, those are important.
I always like talking to guys through the years here, because you've made big shots at the Kohl Center. You've made big shots on the road. I think of the Rutgers game, the one because they thought they had a little mojo going, and you hit a mid-range toward the end of the first half. What's sweeter, being able to silence a crowd or making a big play in front of the home crowd and have it erupt? Where's the answer? All of the above.
I would say all of the above, because I feel like each one gives, like, a different feel. It's like when you're at home and you get to make the crowd erupt, you just look around and see all the fans just cheering for you. Like, that's going back to being a little kid and, like, you playing on your little hoop and you doing a countdown yourself and you make a big shot in front of, like, everybody that you love or that loves you. Like, and then on the road, it's just taking the excitement away from the crowd. I just love that. It might sound villain-like, but, you know, hey, we on the road. You kind of got to be the villain when you're on the road.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I love embracing that, and I just feed off the crowd. So that's why I said all of the above, is just because no matter if the crowd is going for me or against me, I feed off of the energies, and I just love it.
I
love it.
One of the things I've seen here, too, and I'm lucky I can say I've seen this for a lot of years, but I see it with the better teams, is that everybody gets excited no matter who is having a big moment or a big night. I think of the other day, you know, Marcus Silver, who, you know, grinds it every day. He hits a couple threes. The bench is going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
This team chemistry thing is real, isn't it?
It is. It's definitely real, and it's big. Like, moments like that for us are huge because we see Marcus working every day. Like, he does that to us all the time in practice. When he's over there on the scout team, it's hard to guard him. We have to know where he is at all times. Otherwise, it's going to go in. We think it's going in. So, you know, just seeing him finally get to showcase that in front of the fans instead of just an empty gym at practice, like, we love that because we see him do it every day. We know what he's capable of. So just seeing him be able to go in and just knock them shots down, it's amazing.
That's Badgers senior guard Kamari McGee, and that's today's Badger Spotlight. The Notebook is coming up next as pregame coverage continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care,
and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding, where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country? But there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Lake Air, 1260 AM, WLAK.
Our pregame coverage continues here at Pauley Pavilion. The Badgers against the UCLA Bruins. And for the locals, it's old hat coming here to Pauley Pavilion, the longtime home of UCLA basketball dating back to 1965-66. But for some of us, it's a treat to be here in a building that has all the history to it, the John Wooden statue outside the arena here. A lot of memorabilia here. I know you're a basketball junkie. We knew that when you were playing here. It's pretty special being here, isn't it?
It's really cool. It's just really cool. You know what was awesome during shoot around? We've now been at Pauley twice. We were at their practice facility, or their one of their old the John Wooden practice facility.
Yes.
For another practice. And this is the first time I know, Coach Gard took a picture in front of the old chalkboard and the old practice facility. But after shoot around today, seeing Greg go up the stairs to the wooden walkway and getting a picture out in front of the statue, like, to me, that's when you're like, all right, this guy is a true junkie.
Yeah.
And a student of the game, and just loves it.
Yeah, just let yourself kind of be in the moment a little bit. I mean, they're getting ready for this game. It's another game on the schedule and all of that, but it's kind of cool when, as a coach, you get a chance to, appreciate the history. And he'd love to have a game at Allen Fieldhouse. Yep. with the Kansas Jayhawks play and all of that. But as we'll hear from him, and he mentioned it to you after the game, this is one that you wanted to check.
Well, exactly. And it is. You walk in, it's a special place. You know the history that's here. Now you get a chance to make a statement yourself, too. I think that's the fun part about it. When you come into places like this as a player, like, all right, now we can make a statement. Now I get my chance to make a statement on this floor. I get my chance to be able to tell my kids I played there or I saw that. And by the way, I had 15 points in a win. Like that helps. Like those stories help a little bit. So
never hurts it.
No, it doesn't.
Well, the trip is off to a good start with the win Saturday against USC. And this is the new Big Ten. This is a long trip here for two games, but the guys took in an NBA game on Sunday, doing some community work yesterday. So I think we're both eager to see how these guys come out here, because by college standards, this is a lengthy trip. So let's see how these guys come out of the gate here tonight.
Well, it's a lengthy trip, but most importantly, it's a trip where you're in the hotel a lot. And as players, that's the thing you don't want to do. Now, thankfully, the weather was nice, so they were able to get out a little bit warmer than back home, so they were able to get out and get a walk and do some different things. But when you're stuck in that hotel room for as long as these guys have, that's the biggest question mark that I have.
Yeah, and the air has actually been good out here, the air quality, given the fires. This is such a big area, of course. We could tell you where the Badgers have been. You wouldn't really have known that there were fires. Now, there are some people at the hotel who are there because they have had to evacuate their homes. That is true. That is that is the one dose of reality, I think, that the travel party has had. But otherwise, you know, the firefighters caught a break. Therefore, the winds have kicked back up again the last day or so. But over the weekend, they calmed and they've been able to make progress. Matter of fact, you know, on campus, classes are reopened today at UCLA. They took a pause for a few days of virtual only because of the fires. But for these guys, it's not like they've been in a bubble. They have been able to get out of the quote house a little bit, which
absolutely has helped. Yeah, no question about it.
So now for this team, and we'll hear from Greg in a few minutes. The team concept of this club continues to be really encouraging. I know we're in the third week of January, but when your leading scorer doesn't, and you beat a USC team that have been playing some pretty good ball the last couple ball games, including the win at Illinois, that is a pretty significant statement, isn't it?
Well, it is, especially when that leading scorer in John Tanje, you know, draws 7 fouls a game per 40. That's 20th in the nation. Like, normally you'd think at least he'd get to the free throw line somehow.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even that. I mean, he's 9th in the Big Ten in scoring. All that said, and there was another guy to step up. And then somebody else stepped up. And Max Klusman played great. And, like, that list of guys that know when their role is and know when to step up, that's why this team is fun to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why Mick Cronin said before the game that this might be the best team that we've played all year.
Yep.
Hey,
and
by the way, they played some pretty good teams.
They have played some pretty good teams and beaten one or two of them along the way. Arizona in a comeback win, beating Gonzaga.
Yeah.
Badgers roll into Pauley Pavilion, having won 7 straight games and trying to make it 8 here tonight. More of our pregame show coming up from L.A. in just a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Jerry?
Ah, yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think? Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp, stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health, remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Courtside at Pauley Pavilion, the Wisconsin Badgers taking on the UCLA Bruins. Wisconsin 5-2 in the Big Ten, 15-3 overall. The Bruins 12-6 overall, 3-4 in the Big Ten Conference. Well, you got one team that's one of the most efficient offenses in the country. That would be Wisconsin against one of the stickiest defenses in the country in UCLA. 12th nationally in adjusted defensive efficiency. The Badgers ranked 11th. Interesting matchup. What's going to be better tonight? Does offense beat defense, or is it the other way around, Brian?
Well, it starts with the turnovers, right? I mean, that's going to be the biggest thing. Obviously, UCLA is sixth in the nation, force about 17 a game. I think that's where you look at this, is can Wisconsin take care of the basketball on a high level, knowing that they're going to be pressured, knowing that UCLA is going to get up into you. Where are you starting your offense from? Are you starting out getting and running in transition, getting easy buckets? That's all really important. But it's going to become somewhat of a half-court game. So are you starting at the three-point line, or are you starting in between half-court and the three-point line? I think that's a big thing, because you talk about all the ball movement, moving it side to side, getting backdoor cuts, getting easy baskets. Well, that's great if you're operating around that three-point line, because now all of a sudden you cut right to the front of the basket. If you start operating farther out, now all of a sudden you're cutting to the middle of the Big Ten right below the free throw line. That's a much tougher shot, right? You go from a layup to a 10-footer.
Yep.
Give me the layup. So I think that's a big part of this. And I think playing through the post against a team that wants to collapse means there's going to be a lot of spray out and three opportunities. Mm-hmm. So how does Wisconsin shoot the ball from deep tonight?
All right. By the way, Kamari McGee listed as questionable, but he's going through the